Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, this is strange. It appears, and obviously this is your news, so I'm just teeing it up for you. It appears that William Timmons is not the only Congress member being targeted by the TSA.
Yes, that's correct.
William Timmons, okay, so here's how this started. Fitz News breaks the story, and William Timmons has filed some sort of complaint with the TSA, mm-hmm. and the implication that's kind of run rampant in rumor circles in the upstate is that William Timmons complained or didn't want a pat down or something, right? So FOIA's been filed by some news organizations. They're trying to get the video. Okay, so William Timmons comes on the show yesterday, right. And he says, no, listen, I have been selected for enhanced security pat down 6 times in 6 months. There is no way, because he says, I've been flying for years. Mm-hmm. There is no way that's not punitive. Why am I being, yeah. you know, pat down? Like, he's got a right to be mad about it.
Yeah.
And that immediately struck a chord with me because I've been living with this yeah. for years. Mm-hmm. Whatever kid is the misfortune of flying with me, they get the pat down. I know I've got to be at the airport early because yeah. I'm going to be pulled. In fact, to, you know, full disclosure, last time I flew, I was shocked I wasn't pulled. It was the first time in years I wasn't pulled. If my dad flies with me, he gets the pat down. Kids fly with me, they get the pat down. It's pure unadulterated harassment. And Lee, I sit there and I quake with rage because I know someone inside mm-hmm. the government has done this to me. Yeah. And I have talked to other conservative hosts, and the good news is I'm not alone. Every one of them, they all just start nodding their head. Yeah, mm-hmm, every time I fly, I get the pat down. Yeah. So interesting. William Timmons wasn't going to take it sitting down. He, and by the way, he got the crotch one. You know what I'm talking about? Oh. Yeah, I asked him that yesterday. So he was mad. So he said, look, I'm a member of Congress. Why are you patting me down, you know, this much? So, Lee, I'll let you tell the rest of the story. Your newsroom wanted to find out. I thought this was brilliant of you yesterday. Your news wanted to find out, is it just William Timmons or is this going on with any other Republican Congress members? Tell us what you found.
Well, after hearing your interview with 4th District Congressman William Timmons, I reached out to the press secretary for 3rd District Congressman Jeff Duncan and asked them, you know, hey, listen, we just heard from William Timmons on the Tara show this morning about the pat downs and searches that have been going on when he's flying out of GSP. Has Congressman Jeff Duncan had a similar experience? And they quickly responded yes, and said that the congressman has gone through the random ID stuff, the metal detectors, the pat downs, additional screening on several occasions, and this particularly happens at GSP. And obviously, as a congressman from the upstate, he's going to be flying through there a lot, and said that the congressman, Jeff Duncan, said he had heard from other colleagues have had similar experiences when they were flying. And he did indicate this seemed to increase, the pace of which seemed to increase around after January 6th of 2021, which, of course, we know what that date means.
You know, what's weird about that. Okay. So remember Presley Stutz?
Yes.
He actually died of COVID, but Presley was part of January 6th. He was mm-hmm. there at January 6th. Yep. He did not break the law. He did not go in to do anything inappropriate of any kind. But he did come on the show multiple times. In fact, he called us from the Capitol to say, I am yeah. watching them drop off. They're pulling up in vans, and they're dressed as MAGA supporters. They're dressed also in all black. They're going in there. And he's like, these are feds. He was, before any of that hit the news, yep. this was literally on site mm-hmm. on the day of the protest. Yep. Okay. So he's not reading, you know what I mean? So it was amazing. So he's calling us. It was some of the best radio we've done reporting live. And he's like, I'm watching them. They're feds. Mm-hmm. So Jeff Duncan calls up the local FBI office, who he has a relationship with, and says, hey, let me, you know, this guy says he thinks that this was infiltrated, that it was, you know, let talk to Presley Stutz. Why don't y'all get together? So Presley goes in there to talk to the FBI. Next thing Presley knows, because he flew a lot for his business, Presley cannot fly on a plane without ending up full spread eagle. He's got a code on his tickets that says he has to get the maximum level of harassment. He's like, they spread eagle me. They take powder and completely go through my suitcase. And he says, this happens not just when I get on the plane the first time, but at every single transfer point. Sometimes I miss my flight. Sometimes I don't. He's like, I can't fly now. I have to take a car. That happened after he went to the FBI and tried to help. Well, who sent him to the FBI? Jeff Duncan did. And now we're seeing Jeff Duncan is getting this treatment too, in terms of, you know, he's getting more screenings.
Yeah.
William Timmons is reporting it. I've undergone it. I know other talk show hosts, actually all the talk show hosts. One of the things I always ask them when I meet someone, hey, you know, are you on the TSA watch list? We'll all laugh. Sums up with this, Lee.
Well, I would find it very interesting to know if other members of the South Carolina delegation, such as the sole Democrat, Jim Clyburn, has received a similar type of experience.
Oh, I doubt Jim Clyburn's been. He's not a terrorist, Lee. Not like these Republicans, not like these right wingers, right? They tell us all the time. Do they not? White supremacists.
Oh, yeah. That's rural, being told, rage,
white supremacists. We know that from Joe Biden's own hate speech. So, I mean, you know, the red speech.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, I'm not surprised. And, you know, when I asked William Timmons about this yesterday, what really got him fired up, I said, you know, look, I could get if you were a little mad because, look, you've been down to the border. You stood there as illegals went by you.
Yeah.
That were being let in by the Biden administration, but not only let in, greeted, given phones, put on planes at taxpayer expense, which he's told us before in interviews. And yet you are the one who gets the enhanced pat downs.
Yeah.
And you want to go a step further. I mean, you want to really get scary because it's scary. We just found out in the last week that when a guy on a terror watch list showed up and the Border Patrol thought he was on the terror watch list, they weren't 100% sure, but they thought it was the same guy. They gave him the benefit of the doubt, let him go. And it turned out he was on the terror watch list. Can you not just hold him till you find out? They let him go, but they gave him the work papers that are now used by illegals to fly. He flew on at least four domestic flights. A terrorist. He was on the watch list. So listen, your government will put them on a domestic flight, a terrorist on a domestic flight. But should William Timmons or Jeff Duncan or me or someone else with wrong think show up, we get singled out. We get singled out for enhanced security. You know what? That'd make me mad too. If he got a little heated, I get it.
Yep.
Because you know what? That'd be my breaking point right there. But I've always been very nice to them because I'm always like, okay, these are just the guys working the line. I know this evil comes from DC. Mm-hmm. So, and it is. It is evil to treat American citizens like that when you have such a disregard. Because Lee, it's all the same Department of Homeland Security. The TSA is under them. The Border Patrol is under them. This is the same agency going, we're going to do enhanced screenings to harass conservatives. But you know what? We'll just give a terrorist the benefit of the doubt. Let him go.
This is why House Republicans have a weaponization of government hearing and committee. This is why. This is another more evidence of how liberal progressive secularists that have overtaken the federal government and our bureaucracy are using the institutions of government to harass and suppress,
yes,
and censor conservative Republican citizens. This is the evidence of it. And we look, good grief. All you got to look at this with the TSA right here in the upstate going through GSP. And this is not to blame the airport. The airport does a fine job. This is the TSA. And once again, we're not blaming the individual TSA folks. It's the leadership that's it's responsible for this. But you look at that and then you look at what's going on with Donald Trump right now. Four separate trials on made up charges, which are novel law that have never been tried before. And yet that is going on to suppress him from being able to campaign. Meanwhile, we've got direct evidence of the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, who has been ignoring law that is passed by Congress and allowing people to come into this country illegally and even assisting them, aiding and abetting. And the Democrats in the Senate say, nope, not even going to take a look at it. Get out of here. This is the weaponization of government in this country, and this is the level to which, or the depths to which, this nation is stooping now. It's pervasive.
We don't have anyone to stand up for us. I mean, Mike Johnson is just it's done. So, by the way, just to be clear, Timmons was clear. He says, listen, I was not happy, but I was polite to the TSA.
And he did not file a complaint. That's one of the accusations that has been leveled out there in some of the media.
He complained.
He may have complained, but he did not file a formal complaint.
Right. That's correct. Yeah. So I kind of truncated that. Yes, he did call and he did talk to somebody higher up. With the government, but you're right, he did not file a formal complaint, listen, but anyway.
I don't think that government officials should be above the law, and I truly mean that. And if on a random basis, you know, these people or representatives are caught up into some type of search or whatever, that's fine. But when you are targeted, when you have multiple circumstances of that, I mean, when you've got tens of thousands of people going through GSP Airport every week, or month or whatever the levels are. And then you have certain individuals with certain political jobs or certain political leanings that repeatedly get, you know, randomly searched or patted down. Please. That's just not right.
And it's harassment.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely harassment. Political harassment.
And we pay for it here at Tax Time. So look, I mean, to the extent this happened, I'm glad that this is getting some attention. If they're going to harass us like this, they should have to deal with the pushback of it at least being talked about on, you know, platforms they're not censoring yet, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't
yet.
Yet being the key. But that's incredibly frustrating. All right, coming up on the show, 1,400 Israelis, civilians, murdered, raped, burnt alive. What's that worth? I mean, you know, in terms of a reward that the people who did it would not have had they not committed that atrocity. Wait till you hear what Speaker Mike Johnson's about to pay Hamas terrorists. Because, you know, you can only look at it as a reward, Lee, because if they hadn't massacred all those people, they would not have the amount of money that Mike Johnson is trying to give them. Honest to God, he might as well just step aside and let the Democrats run the Congress at this point. I mean, I don't know functionally what the difference would be. What is wrong with this guy? Coming up next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.